This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, it is 4:15, and around this time every week. We have a chat to the team from KHQ Lawyers for a little segment we like to call Joy Law. Now, I've got a bit of a treat for you, Jax. We've got a new intro.
But I love the old one.
I know you like the old one, but we're reinventing ourselves. This is fresh and new. You ready?
I hope this sound effects.
Joy Law. Jack and Dean. Joy Law.
That's chipper, isn't it?
Oh, my God, Beach Boys.
I know.
That's so different.
That's very different. It's a bit more upbeat.
I mean, there's less likely to get sued for copyright infringement, I guess.
Well, there is that.
Oh, they are lawyers.
Joining us in the studio is the team from KHQ Lawyers. We have Bonnie and we have Adrian. Welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you.
Great intro to summer.
Yeah. It's very summer, isn't it?
Getting the warmer months.
Wipeout. Now, speaking of summer, come the summertime, our thoughts turn to new love.
Yes.
Mm.
Says the man in a 20-year relationship.
20 plus, yeah, I know, right?
What
am I saying? What are you saying? Well, I think this is what happens.
But it's true, you're meant to have a partner in the winter to keep warm, and then you go find someone else in the summer because it's too hot. I don't know. Dating at all costs, as we know.
But of course, with the modern world of dating, some people do dating online, so we want to explore.
I'd say it's the only way to do dating, to be honest.
Oh, is that right?
No one's in the bars anymore.
Aren't they?
No, because they're on the apps. And I think if you're in, you go into a bar and you see someone, you're like, well, that's weird. She's not on an app. Let's get out of here.
So, Bonnie, tell us, so what are these apps that Jacqueline speaks of?
You're so cynical about.
That's right. So there's a lot of ways, obviously, you can date these days. You've got the typical set up by friends, blind dates, those types of things.
I've asked all my friends, Bonnie, all of them. Anyway, I think I'm just difficult. Please continue.
But now we've got, you know, there's more and more apps out. There's more and more ways of meeting people. And there's this, you know, huge increase in the online forums that you can do that. So we've got, obviously, the things like Facebook. We've got Instagram where people are meeting others. We've got, you know, your Grindr, your Tinder, all these different ways you can meet people. The list goes on and on.
This is swiping left and swiping right, isn't it?
There's a bit of that. Yep. Yeah. Bit of swiping.
You swipe up, swipe down? No.
That's on Instagram to find out more.
Oh, okay.
Or the, you know, double tap if you like. There are lots of different things you can do.
Oh, Dean.
But it's important to look at how do you protect yourself. I mean, there's been a lot of coverage in the media at the moment about dates that have gone terribly wrong and people who have been stalked, and it's been some murders and things like that. So it's getting pretty serious at looking at what can you do to protect yourself. But also if you find yourself in a position where you're unsafe, what can you do then? How can you then protect yourself, and what other steps can you take?
I guess with any dating, you are putting yourself out there, aren't you?
You are.
And online, you're actually putting yourself out there to a very large audience.
It's phenomenally easy to stalk someone. Like, everyone checks in, or like Instagram, it's like location, and it's like, oh, that was posted 20 minutes ago.
Exactly.
I'm near there.
Exactly.
So it's dangerous.
And that's the thing, it's thinking about what are you actually putting out there for the world to see? And it can be tens of thousands of people who are exposed to this information.
Yes.
It can be photos. It might be, as you said, where you've checked in. It might be, you know, you've gone on a run somewhere and people can see where you've gone, and you've uploaded that to your Facebook page. Oh. And, you know, you leave from the same place every day, or you put information about where you might work. So it's quite easy these days to actually find out where someone could be located at any given time. So thinking about, you know, amending those things. If you need to turn off your location settings, or you need to be a bit careful of maybe not checking into somewhere the second you're there, but perhaps posting that photo a bit later on during the day when you're no longer in that place. And also just be mindful of what information you're putting out there. Do you put out your full name or just your first name? Do you tell people where you work? You know, do you tell people what suburb you live in?
What boundaries do you have?
Yeah. Keeping those boundaries in mind is sort of the first thing we'd be saying to try and keep yourself safe online.
But isn't there, I wonder if there's a tension between, I imagine, for those starting new relationships, I imagine from 20 years ago, you want to put out an authentic self. You want to put out the real you so that you can attract.
I do not think that's what people are doing, Dean.
Well, this is it. This is the tension, isn't it?
That's what I thought. I thought, this is me, but I have that many personalities. But people are like, no. You want to be, you know, liked. You want to see like this. Maybe say stuff like this. People will like that. I'm like, but that's not
and show
me
a bit
at all.
Show a bit of this, show a bit of that.
Yeah.
See what you attract with
it's
that.
It's like, well, I don't want to get stalked by too many people. But So, yes, you were saying you want to try and be yourself, but you can't disclose everything.
Well, this is it, yeah.
And maybe being a bit mindful of that. I mean, if you've just started talking with someone online, perhaps not giving them all that information, perhaps getting to know them a bit more. You might even go on a date before divulging where you work or, you know, whereabouts you live and those types of things. But it's also then taking it to the next step. What do you do if you are going on a date? How do you be careful about what you're doing? And one of the things that we were talking about earlier before we came here is, you know, perhaps telling someone you're going on a date. You know, if you're meeting someone online, you've never met them before, you're going here to this location at this time, someone you trust, so just they know where you are. You can do things these days like give people your Uber location. If you're in an Uber going somewhere, they can track you to make sure you're okay. And just keeping your phone on you, meeting in a public place, not going to someone's house potentially the first time you're ever going to meet them, and just sort of doing those sensible things.
Which unfortunately, that's what you do 9 times out of 10 and it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're having a bit of fun, bit of romance, whatever. Not that versed in it these days. But at any given point with anything, it can go wrong. So you're just trying to travel safe as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Then, you know, then something unfortunate happens and it's like, well, I don't want to now reinvent like my whole life and do it differently because of this terrible thing.
And take all the fun out of it as well.
That's
you still want to get to know people. But just,
and is it wrong to have a friend ring you or to text you, you know, 15 minutes or half an hour into the...
It's very 96.
I know it's very 96, isn't it?
Have a bit of an exit plan, I think. You know, you might have that friend who rings you and says, oh, you know, your pet's unwell, so I've just got to go.
My best friend's gone into labour.
Good one. Yes.
Lovely to meet with you. We must do this again sometime.
Good. Having that trusted friend who can launch into it if you need them to. Joy.
We're talking about...
something that you missed out on. Very luckily, I'm very envious of you.
Well, I sort of was there 20-something years ago, but I wasn't doing the whole online date. I was just doing dating. But now we're talking about online dating and hooking up.
Oh, it's a whole different world, Dean. I hate it and I refuse to enter it.
Again. so we're talking about sometimes it goes very well and you meet the love of your life or the love for now or forever after. But sometimes things don't go well. Now, Adrian, sometimes things don't go well. So what can you do if something doesn't go quite right?
Absolutely. So there's a few different things you could do. I mean, I guess it depends how it's not going well. So potentially it might be an issue of online harassment. In that case, if it's happening over Facebook or something like that, you know, we sort of recommend that you do get in contact with those organisations directly and try and block them. And try and, you know, report their behaviour. So you can obviously, you know, one way is just to report directly to them. I guess some other things that you can do is you should be, I guess, mindful of as well is with these apps that we're talking about before, you know, Tinder and Grindr and these dating apps, just how your data is secured. So when you do delete the app, potentially that data is still there. Potentially someone can have access to it. So just being careful. Actually, when you do, instead of just deleting the app, actually unregister, make it known to that organisation that you don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Sure.
And just... watching how those apps are linked as well. So often you can link your social accounts, which you might not use for dating, you could link them to those dating accounts. So just making sure that you unlink them and you sort of sever all ties if you are experiencing anything untoward through those dating apps.
Absolutely. And then if it goes further than that, if that sort of doesn't solve the problem or you're getting harassed through other means, I mean, someone might have got your phone number, your email, they might know where you live, they might know where you work. If it's that stalking behaviour, you can then look at getting an intervention order. Obviously, again, the first thing you do is call the police if you're in imminent danger or at risk. But if you don't, if you not have that imminent danger or it's an online type of thing, you can then seek an intervention order either by going to the police, you can do it at the magistrate's court yourself, or you can go to a lawyer and they can help you actually prepare the application for the intervention order. That's something we're going to talk about in another session, is intervention orders and how you can go down that path. But there's sort of quite key things that you can get an intervention order quite quickly. So if someone has, for example, gains access to photographs of you or very sensitive information, even things like medical information or HIV statuses can be quite... it can happen in these sort of cases where someone says, well, that's it, I'm going to take these photos or I'm going to tell everyone about your medical status. That can be, it's awful, but a reason to get an intervention order very quickly. So the court takes those kinds of threats very seriously.
Yes, yes.
And it's important to know that if those things are being threatened, you don't need physical violence to get an intervention order. It's enough if you have photographs or that type of information that's sensitive that you don't want publicised. You can go and get an intervention order on that basis.
It just seems like so much effort... because a lot of things, a lot of harassment, I feel, is normalised.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, I mean, a lot of comedy forums, especially some just with fellow female comedians, and we kind of post certain things, this guy said this, and it's quite vulgar. A lot of it's actual harassment and it is quite violent. But we're just like, oh, have you called the police? She's like, I just don't want to have to bother with it. Like, is there anything else? Like, will the police, if you go to them with this, will they do anything? Or it has to be more, if that makes sense?
Sometimes it depends who you report it to, and it can it varies between stations how seriously it's taken sometimes, which can be a bit unfortunate. But if it's an ongoing trend, if it's a one-off isolated abusive comment, they may not take action. But if it's an ongoing harassment where it's every day or it's hundreds of messages or it's that, you know, abusive behaviour as well, they typically will take it quite seriously.
And certainly if you are a member of the LGBTI community and you are nervous about taking something to the police, you can always ask for a gay and lesbian liaison officer.
Absolutely. That's exactly right.
The Glows were there to hear you and take your concerns seriously.
Correct. Mm. And look, we have had cases that we've handled where it has simply been Facebook stalking. So it hasn't been physical interaction. The people have not necessarily come into contact with each other. They've been known in social circles but not known each other personally. Mm. And that has been a ground for an intervention order. And we've produced all the Facebook records. We've shown the string of correspondence. It then sort of moved into WhatsApp as well. So it can be over a few different forums, and the intervention order was granted. So,
but I guess the key takeaway for me is keep yourself safe.
Correct.
Don't deny yourself love.
No.
These are worst case scenarios we're talking about, but keep yourself safe. Do some simple things to protect your online profile.
That's right.
And maybe you will find the perfect person out there or people.
Or just social media in general.
Yes, keep yourself absolutely. Safe. Absolutely. Thank you very much to the team from KHQ Lawyers, Bonnie and Amy. We look forward to speaking to you guys again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.